Usman, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. So to start off with, as a bit of a baseline, how much funding does our arts sector actually currently get?
Well, the figure is just something that I probably wouldn't want to mention because it's, compared to Canada, pretty low. And I think the bigger worry is that it's declining. You have funding cuts, while in Canada, you see a rise and an increase in spending on the arts and the creative sectors. And what has happened is that the Trudeau government is promising $380 million over the next 10 years across various programs.
Whoa.
And it's a large number, and it's more important to see the philosophy behind it. And the philosophy is that if you invest in the arts and the creative sectors, they become a driver of the economy. So you're doing it with a financial mindset, too. This is an engine for future growth.
So in terms of the funding that we give the arts sector here in Australia, do you think that this is going to be set to change at any point anytime soon?
I think that the trend has been in the wrong direction. And I think that what isn't considered in the debate here is how important the creative sectors and the arts are to the economy. I think the numbers aren't talked about enough. So an OECD assessment a year ago, or 2 years ago, said that it's pretty big for Australia, Canada, and similar countries. And if I throw the numbers at you, it's more like, you know, 7% of Australia's GDP and 4% of its employment is in the arts and creative sectors. In Canada, it's 7% of GDP and 7% of employment. In the UK, it's 5% of GDP and 8% of employment. So these are big numbers. Like, you should not ignore a sector that's so collectively so important for both growth and for employment, you see?
Those are some absolutely huge numbers. Wow, I don't think anyone really realized that they were that big in terms of employment and stuff. So I guess outside of just the economic benefits, what other benefits could greater funding to the arts have in Australia?
Well, apart from the internal growth that this creates in terms of jobs, in terms of revenues, it has an important impact on your budget balance because taxes that come through this are important. Second, there are linkages with other countries that are created through the arts economically, as well as influence. So as Australian artists who are very talented spread the influence of Australian thinking and Australian culture abroad, there are intangible benefits of that as well, right? And so you have things on that are on the tangible side, like money and whatnot, but you also have influence. So, for example, everything that Trudeau is doing right now for Canada has a positive impact for Canada in the world. So it's part of Canada's engagement with the world. And so Trudeau, for example, Prime Minister Trudeau, has used fora such as the World Economic Forum to advocate investment in the creative sectors. So it's part of a greater influence in the world as well, you see.
So in terms of the cuts that Australia has seen to the arts sector, I guess, you know, the arts, it's got a bit of a reputation for being not as vital as some of the other sectors around the place. What would your response to that be in terms of just the reputation that arts is not as important a sector?
I think this is a completely mistaken approach to the arts and the creative sectors. And I think you're raising the right point. So if you think of this as a bit of a burden, if you think artists are just something you do in your pastime and you just sort of, you know, screw around doing artsy stuff, that's a completely wrong attitude because art and the creative industries have second-order effects for the economy. I'll give you some examples of what Canada is thinking right now. So for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, there is going to be $150 million spent over the next 2 years. So compare that to the ABC where they're having to cut costs, they're having to fire people. So the ABC is becoming a weaker institution. Even though they try hard to make up for it, it's really hard to do that. And so another example is the Canadian Council of the Arts. Its budget is going to grow by $180 million over 5 years, including $40 million this year. But if you look at the Australian Council, they're getting funding cuts. And then a third point I'd bring up is that the arts tend to be occupied by young creative minds. So it's a good way to bring young people into the workforce. You channel their energy and their inspired, you know, approach to life. And instead, the arts here, or artists here, or self-proclaimed artists here, tend to live at the margins of society economically, right? So in Canada, they subsist on $18,000 a year, which is below the poverty line. And it's below the poverty line in Australia as well. So to contrast that, Canada is now spending $165.466 million in the fiscal year on a program called Young Canada Works. So it's an idea that you integrate young people into the labor force, channeling their creative talent, you see?
Well, Usman, it is an absolutely vital issue, and I really hope that Australia does follow suit in following Canada's footsteps in this area. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.